mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
For word of mouth.
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 This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Today we'll meet an up-and-coming video artist. His abstract collaborations with indie darling Bon Iver are getting him noticed far beyond that band's fans. And a Kickstarter project being launched by none other than Brady Carlson, who will share his quest to dig up the stories behind the gravesites of dead presidents. And musician Chris Smither on writing songs covering himself and his new album, $100 Valentine. But we do begin with some tech news today. Steve Jobs' culties are abuzz over remarks made by Jobs' former partner, Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak, last week at the Intel Technology Conference in Chile. Woz talked about innovations by Apple's longtime rival, Microsoft, going so far as to proclaim Microsoft's new tablet as evidence of the reincarnation of Steve Jobs. Here with more on the tablet and what Microsoft's latest move could mean for all of us is computer scientist and serial entrepreneur Rob Fleischman. He's chief technology officer at Zerocol, and he's Word of Mouth's explainer of all things wired. So, Mr. Oracle, welcome.
Great to be back, Virginia. Thanks for having me.
The Microsoft product that got Woz so excited, Microsoft's tablet called the Surface.
That's right. Microsoft is releasing this fall, I think in October, the Surface. And it's really an amazing platform. Wozniak is right. He's very excited about this. It's something new and bold from Microsoft. He's really excited about the look. You know, when he said it was the reincarnation of Steve Jobs, I think he was mostly talking about the aesthetics. This is a beautiful, cool-looking tablet. It's not clunky. It's fast. It's mobile-friendly. It's integrated into Microsoft's full suite of products, online and offline. I suspect there's going to be deep integration with the Xbox 360, so you can talk to your TV and do video. It's really bold. In addition, Microsoft is really making a giant transition here, in my opinion, something folks aren't really talking about. And
right.
That is that I think Microsoft is acknowledging that the tablet is really the future PC of the home.
So meaning, you know, the subtext here is the PC is dead.
You could look at it that way. I look at the Surface, and they're releasing two versions, the Surface Pro and the RT. The RT is based on the AMD mobile processor, and the Pro is based on the Intel multi-core processor. It's going to be running the new Windows 8 operating system. So one is really for power users, and one is for home users. I think the power user one is interesting. The Surface, and the really neat thing about it is it has a beautiful keyboard integrated into the cover. That makes it a little different than a lot of the other tablets.
Where a lot of people install keyboards, mobile keyboards or wireless keyboards.
That's right. A power user of the iPad or other tablets, you know, needs to buy an external Bluetooth keyboard and talk to their tablet that way. But the Surface comes with it integrated, and it's really beautiful. So I think Microsoft is acknowledging that this device really could be a PC replacement, could be an Ultrabook or notebook replacement for the power user. So they're releasing two of them. And I think they're targeting the full market. So that's really novel and new for them.
Mm. Well, you mentioned Wozniak's over the moon about this. How are other people comparing this to the iPad, which is the most obvious comparison? I mean, the leader by far in the tablet market.
There's no question. I mean, right now, the iPad dominates the tablet market. You see great devices like the Kindle and Google's talking about their new Nexus 7. And those are smaller price points. Those are more in the $200 range. The iPad is much more in the $400 or $500 range.
How about the Surface?
I think the Surface is targeting more directly against the iPad. Its low end will be probably $400 or $500. I suspect the Pro will be higher, more in the $700, $800, maybe $1,000 range for power users, people that are looking to, you know, get rid of their $2,000 fancy laptop.
What's interesting here, Rob, correct me if I'm wrong, but has Microsoft ever actually made hardware before? I mean, I just thought they made the operating system that goes in your computer.
That's really another giant change people aren't talking about. Microsoft, with this, is owning everything. Now, this has been done before by them. I mean, if you think about it, they do own everything in the Xbox 360,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, they ship it to you. It's owned. It's all Microsoft branded. Soup to nuts, Microsoft. So they have learned how to do this. This isn't net new to them. But it's really new when it comes to a consumer computer device. Right now, you know, you're buying from people like Dell and HP, who, by the way, I imagine are extremely upset about this.
They must be worried about this, right?
Absolutely. The model has been Intel provides chips, Microsoft provides operating systems, Dell and HP package it, deliver it, support it, mix and match it, and build it to, you know, as well as your local computer store, building you a custom solution. connection. Now, you don't know what brand of Ethernet card you have or what brand of disk drive you might have or what brand of memory you might have, and you don't care, but you look to your packager like HP and Dell to support it. Now, just like Apple has done for years with their products, Microsoft is stepping in and owning the whole stack, the hardware, the operating system, the application, the packaging, the delivery, the support, everything.
Let's talk about the support because Apple, of course, has the fantastic Genius Bar, which I think is a wonderful feature for Apple. You have a problem with your computer, you make an appointment at the Genius Bar at your local Mac store, they fix it for you. I've had wonderful experiences. Is this something that Microsoft is going to have to do?
Your experience is really common, and I think that Microsoft is going to step up in this area. Right now, they have 30 Microsoft stores. You can go to places like Scottsdale, Arizona, Orlando, Florida, White Plains, New York. They're opening a new one in Boston, Massachusetts. And I think they're going to do more of that. If they embrace this model of owning the entire experience from soup to nuts, they're going to have to raise the bar on support.
I wonder if Bill Gates is going to start wearing a black mock turtleneck. I mean, the cult of Bill Gates just doesn't have the same ring to it, does it?
Neither does the cult of Steve Ballmer, the current CEO of Microsoft. But maybe that's the direction we're going. I really think this is bold. I think it's new ground for Microsoft. It pains me to applaud them. I'm not a giant Microsoft fan. But if this works, this is really going to step it up for people, especially with the integration with things like the Xbox. I still think the battle for the home computer and what's on your TV and what's sitting on your lap is ongoing.
Well, Rob, thanks so much for putting it in terms that I can understand anyway. I hope the rest of the audience can as well. Appreciate your time.
It's always great to be here. Thanks, Virginia.
Rob Fleischman, our favorite explainer of all things Wired. When he's not unraveling the world of technology for us, he's also Chief Technology Officer for Zero Coal.